This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Straight to the people. Brad Holmes' comments on the morning show and what you guys think about it. And, I mean, Rico put on a sermon. I think he spoke for some of you. I'm a little more measured. This is who Brad Holmes is. I'm not comfortable with a level of arrogance that the Detroit Football Lions as an organization, or as Kenny likes to say, organization, you haven't even been to a Super Bowl, much less won one, might want to just power it down a little. They've done a hell of a nice job, but I don't know, man. It felt like a little bit like, hey, the duty don't stink. And you're like, all right, dude, cool. Better be right. I guess we'll find out. We go to Jacob, 97.1. Jake, what's going on, bud?
If Rico's spicy, I'm a habanero pepper.
Okay. I'm
the arrogance of that. The last 15 years, the Super Bowl appearing teams have almost always been top 10 in sacks. And you have no one on the other side. And that I don't need an elite second edge rusher. Just someone who's competent, a 7 to 10 sack type guy.
Well, look, I think, Jake, no matter what you desired, I think whether you were like, hey, look, I'm okay they didn't overspend in free agency, or I didn't want to make a commitment to a Hendrickson or a Garrett or whatever it may be, they didn't even draft a guy. So I think that's the whole thing. To your point, doing nothing really felt odd.
Yeah. Jacob, I'll say either that or, you know, go out and draft a rookie, maybe not in the sixth round, but maybe get one a little sooner. And maybe that could be your guy.
I'm sick of all the people acting like Brad Holmes walks on water, because that's the biggest issue.
I agree.
The other side is that he can make mistakes, and his six-round picks have not made the team. I'm not expecting all these idiots out there acting like, well, this guy from Boise State, he's going to be a Pro Bowler because Brad Holmes drafted him.
Well, listen, the one clarification, and Jake, you're not wrong in most of what you said, but I mean, look, Mahogany was a sixth-round pick. I do think he's going to be your starting guard, and he played really well in the two games he played. Al Hasamin, the kid from Boise State, I'm a loser. I watched him.
Right,
but I'm rooting for him, but he is a sixth-round pick for a reason. I think we've got to be clear about that.
Yeah, we all thought the same about James Houston until we didn't. So,
go ahead. Just can't have a guy on the team who bleeps their pants. Can't have it. That was tough. White pants, no less.
No, but remember, he was all that, and then he wasn't. And that was before the pants incident.
Let's go to Ian, 97.1. Ian, what's going on, pal?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Afternoon,
hey,
sir.
First, I'd like to apologize to Kenny J. Trump for immediately going into my rant on the phone when he asked me what I'd like to say, to the point where he just had to put me back on hold.
How's your day going?
A lot of ranting.
A lot.
Ian went full Howard Dean.
And we're going to do this.
As soon as he put me on hold, I was like, oh boy, I got to calm down. Brad just needs to, like, does he not understand that the internet exists? Like, not only can we see the fact that Aiden Hutchinson led the team in sacks last year, despite going down in game 5, but we can also see that the two guys behind him were Za'Darius Smith at 4 sacks, who's no longer on the team, and Aleem McNeil at 3.5, who won't be ready till Thanksgiving-ish.
Yeah.
Also, we can also go see on YouTube all of these guys who are draft prospects play. So it's not like we have no idea. Like, he keeps saying, like, well, you guys don't know what we know. We know everything that you know. We can see who is eligible for the draft, and we can go watch those players play. So, like, when fans get attached to a position, much less a player, it's because there are good guys available. And if Brad doesn't understand why we want defensive edges or just pass rushers in general, well, I'm sure he has Howie Roseman's number. Go give him a call. You know why they won the Super Bowl last year? Because they completely shut down Patrick Mahomes. And the game before that, they completely shut down Jaden Daniels, who ran wild on us for four quarters in the divisional round. So if he doesn't understand, there's people he can call.
Yeah, I mean, Ian, look, look, let me say this, because I don't want you to yell at me, Ian, and I don't want Rico to yell at me. I want to say I understand Rico's point about trading up for Tesla. I totally understand it, because when talking to someone like you, Ian, if they had taken an edge guy they really liked in the third, just on basis, much less moved up to go get one, I don't think any of this conversation's happening.
No.
But when you package multiple picks to take your fourth or fifth, maybe sixth option in the offense, I will admit, I trust Brad scouting, but I see what guys like you and Rico are saying, where it's like, wait, you couldn't even do this for me in the third round?
Right.
Yeah, well, and like you said, Rico, where is this guy going to play? Like, is he going to suddenly come in and just be like a second All-Pro behind St. Brown? Like, we still have Raymond on contract. We still have Dorsey under contract.
You got Tim Patrick.
Tim Patrick, who's contributing great minutes. Like, I don't understand why this guy was so high of a priority, but yet you look at the defensive line, and the injuries that he keeps talking about are still persisting. And the guy he keeps bragging about picking up at the trade deadline last year in multiple press conferences now is not on the team.
Nah, he's sitting there waiting for a phone call. Ian, I'm with you. Oh, and by the way, let's throw in Gibbs and LaPorta, too, as part of the passing game.
So that's why I said sixth or seventh option. No, and look, I don't want to turn anybody into some kind of star or anything, but it's like, I think the Tesla angle is 2026 and beyond. So it flies in the face of the window. Well, Brad Holmes already told you he doesn't believe in windows. He's building something to be good forever and ever and ever and ever. So again,
well, then I hope he likes living in that cave.
Okay, I'm making a point to you. Like, it's the difference between you took Hendon Hooker, which made no sense then. It surely makes no sense now. Do you know who the next pick was after Hendon Hooker? That was Tank Dell. Do you know who else went right in that range? Yaya Diaby. Plays for Tampa. Now, I'm not turning him into some kind of star, but that's a kid who had 5.5 sacks last year. He plays, and it's just it's a guy.
Imagine if he was there last year, Mike, when everybody was injured.
Right. So I'm trying to make your and Ian's point for you without the yelling, because I'm just broken. It's just, he don't give an F about you.
Not only that, you take that. You take
a lot of Fs.
No, you take the, okay, we're going to develop Manu. Okay, we traded picks away. Like, spots that you could have taken a flyer on an edge, you've given them away to take all of these developmental players.
And that is where I think it's very difficult to defend Holmes. I'm not trying to do the Stoney where I'm shaking both hands. I'm making a point is, I understand what he's doing. I'm trying to explain it to the listener. It doesn't mean that's a full endorsement of it. I'm saying, you're right. When you're using these mid-round picks and you're not even attempting to develop guys that can aid the pass rush, it is impossible to defend when you then get on the radio and say, no, why do people ask me about this?
Huh?
We sound like the yin-yang twins.
That was me listening to the interview. It's like, I can't believe I'm listening to this.
All right, we're done. We're losing it. 248-539-9797.